The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a
Lord Stanley Cup.
You prefer drinking.
I lived you up.
Red Solo Cup is cheap and
welcome back, everybody. Tobin Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to headlines, you rascals, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals, they're at Doral Hyundai. Also got those Country Bay tickets coming up for you. But the Cats back on the ice tonight against the Nashville Predators. Puck drops at 7 o'clock from the home of your Florida Panthers. Finally back home.
Yeah. One team comes home, the other team leaves.
So, what do you think here, Froggy? We going? We gonna take a little action on the Cats tonight, or are you gonna yell at me again in case if we get to a parlay that's a little bit too juicy for you?
No, man. Like, put something together right now. I open that bad boy.
What's the harm, right? What's the harm? We got some action tonight.
Just a little something. The Panthers are back.
The Panthers are back, Leroy. I mean, what are we supposed to do? Ignore the Panthers? They're back.
You can't ignore them. There's also football.
Oh, hey. We got action.
We got over.
We got to watch Bucks disaster tonight in case things continue to go awry for the Bucks.
I don't understand how you could have two guys averaging 30 and you can't win games.
Tell you what, they lose tonight because they're taking on the Jazz, who are one of the worst teams in the league.
Oh,
very interesting.
I gotta tell you, pretty tasty.
I gotta tell you, the NBA slate kind of sucks tonight.
Oof. Oh, that's not good.
Unless you want to watch Wemby.
Pretty tasty.
What's that?
Holiday flavor.
Holiday poppy?
Yep. Cranberry fizz.
Wow.
Tasty.
Point.
It's tasty.
Let's see. Points. Sam Reinhart. 1.5 points for Reinhart.
1.5 points. Man, he doesn't miss, though, dude.
That's what I'm saying. But 1.5 points.
What about Barkov back on the home ice tonight, though? First home game for Barkov in forever.
Oh, we got to put the over on that one.
You know, so we go Barkov goal tonight? Do we go a little Barky Barker? You know?
Now, goal, you get more money.
More juice, yeah.
Yeah, like a point.
A Barkov over a half a goal almost 2-1, Froggy.
Come on. Now we're talking value here, baby.
Hmm?
Now we're talking. Yeah, I'm going to take that for sure.
Give me that. Give me that. You know.
What about shots? Who's going to try to put up some?
Who's going to put the biscuit in the basket tonight?
I don't even need them on target.
In the basket. You just need to shoot.
What about friend of the show Evan Rodriguez? Ooh. I feel always like Evan's always.
I always feel I have to include him on my ticket because I thought he was.
He's always got something going on, you know. We could go back to Lundy again too. I don't know if we're going back to the Lundy well too many times.
Lundy. Okay, so if we're talking about strictly shots, these are shots just on
shots.
What about the Sam's Club? No one from the Sam's Club?
You want a little Sam's Club? You want a, what are you, are you a fan of the Isle of Bennett or the Isle of Reinhart, you know?
Yeah, do like me a little Reinhart action. How can I ever deny Sam Reinhart? But 2.5 is a number. I don't know.
2.5 is a, yeah, you know.
That number. Anyone heard from, I mean, Forsling's not going to shoot. He's probably just going to clobber someone.
Gustav or Philip?
Oh, we have two Forslings.
Oh, we have a Forsling and a Forsberg. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay.
Gus the getting over to 1.5 shots.
That's a lot.
What if we just go to points, though? If we go back to points and we go Ryan. Oh, yeah. Oh.
1.5 points. You see, this
one and
doable.
A half points for Rhino.
This is doable.
It is doable.
Plus 175 on that.
What's the harm, right? Like, what, I mean, he is on fire. He's always there, Leroy, right? Like, you know, just lock that in right there. So we got Barkov goal, Reinhardt over 1.5 points.
Yep.
All right. That's pretty good.
What
right
about
there.
What about our boy in some goaltending action? Sergei. Get behind the net. You think he's going to get over 27.5 saves today?
Here's the problem with that.
Yeah.
Sometimes the defense is so good in front of him, they don't get that many shots off.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah. I'd have to look. Like, maybe we should do some.
Because your team is really good.
Research? Yeah. You think you want to go off vibes?
I do like vibes. I like kind of going easy. I just want to make sure we don't, you know, like, to Leroy's point, because Leroy knows puck. I mean, this Nashville Preds team has been a little disappointing this season.
Ooh, and Bob is.
But you do have to have the Andrew Burnett revenge factor, you know? Like, he could be out here thinking to himself, you know, it could have been me.
He could want a revenge, but the player's got to be good enough.
See, the last game, they lost 3-2. Let's see how many shots they put on goal, though.
Ooh.
33 the last game against the Caps. The Caps are a good team.
Right.
And then they lost to the Kings, and they got shut out, skunked.
Jeez.
But the Kings are good, too. That was only 16 attempts on that one.
Only 16 attempts.
So you're talking about the best team in hockey.
All right.
You're talking about arguably the best team in hockey, who is known for their stifling defense.
Ooh.
With a team that just got shut out a couple of nights ago with 16 shots.
What about assists, Froggy? What if we throw assists in there tonight for the Cats?
You don't get a lot for that.
You can get some.
The three person assists.
Oh yeah.
Okay, and I mean we're looking at 0.5 for majority of the team here in regards. To
I know. So who's gonna get in on the action is really what we got to look out here for.
Carter Verhaeghe, will he turn his swag on, or will he be more of like, I'm gonna shoot this thing?
Man,
Carter Verhaeghe's a goal scorer.
All right, that's a good call. It's a good call, Leroy. I mean, do I give it to Barkey too? Is Barkey just gonna be everywhere?
Barkey does get assists. I mean, that is what Barkey does. You know, when you're barking up the wrong tree, who's there to give you the assist?
Wow.
Alexander Barkov.
Look at that. Look at that. Come on.
What?
Come on. What are we thinking?
That Lundy line, they're always there together doing things. So maybe we do an Anton Lundell assist.
See, that's what you do. You look at the lines. Look at the lines.
Oh, the value on that Lundell assist.
All right. So we got right now. All right, we got a Barkov over half a goal.
Yes.
Rhino over 1.5 points. And Anton Lundell over half an assist. All right. Plus 600 tonight. Pretty good, Marcos. Can we just maybe we just sit there and we'll just take this, a nice solid win tonight? You know, and that should be a responsible thing to do. Yeah. This is a pretty reasonable way to go.
I can already tell by the way he's smiling.
I'm already
coming. That ain't gonna happen.
What are we talking about here? What are we talking about? Okay, so I don't know how I just managed to get six legs on my parlay.
What?
I picked the Panthers to win because I think the Panthers are gonna win, right? And I put the under on Bob's saves because the defense is gonna be so good and the Predators can't score. So
interesting.
So if I add those, you know, that turns my $10 into $185.
Wow.
Come on.
And I don't like how you went rogue there on me.
Okay, but see, I'm sharing it with you. Let's go over one more time. Panthers win, Bob under on 27.5 saves.
Okay, so you put the Panthers win in there.
Yes. I mean, that's what am I doing this for? You know, I think they're going to win. I might as well put a little something on that. Bob under on saves, though. You kind of convinced me. You two, remember, we did the logic thing. We looked up the stats, baby.
What if we return home, though, and Bob gets a shutout? Because if you put shutout in there.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
The shutout is plus 1,200. If we add on the parlay, add it all together, we got plus 6,000, Bobby.
Oh, my God. Talk to me. Okay, hold on. But he can he get a shutout while still getting the under on saves? Is that possible?
I mean, he could.
Yeah, he could.
He could.
Because they're not going to – they're not even –
You know what kills hockey and all of this?
Yeah.
The old empty netter.
But we're not going to have an empty net.
We're not going to have an empty net.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but shots on goal, shutouts, if it's like one to nothing, 2-0.
I don't know what just happened here, but somehow my parlay went to plus 15,000. How did this happen? I just picked the same thing you did. I just added the shutout and under on the saves, and I'm at plus 15,000.
Wow, that's a ticket right there.
Seven legs plus 15,000. You can't. That's a value right there.
That's a ticket right there.
That's a ticket.
Maybe shutout is too much though, Froggy. Maybe it's a little too much. You know.
What if
maybe we
too
do
late,
a set?
Too late. Maybe, he already. Did you press send?
I'm about to, but wait, hold on, Tobin. I'm hearing
you. I was just going to say, why don't we do our parlay, and then we'll have a hedge bet. We'll have a little side action on the shutout.
Okay. This is responsible. This is responsible of you.
This is responsible.
Yes, you're telling me I should make the same bet twice, and one of them have a shutout, and the other one shouldn't have a shutout.
No!
Right. What?
No!
No, that's what he's saying.
He said only bet the shutout.
Just bet the shutout. There's nothing wrong with it. Maybe you could even do shutout and Panthers win, because obviously you would need both. So just like, you could even fluff it up a little bit.
I'm just drooling at this plus 15,000, dude. Drooling at this. Just put a little bit.
So many things we're trying to predict in a hockey game, which is like the most random sport.
No. In one hockey game.
One hockey game, seven legs. No one does that.
People, you know, if it's plus 15,000, it's basically telling you, hey, thanks for the money.
Yep.
Walk away, frog boy.
What's going on with my thumb? Something's wrong with them. Okay. You're right.
All right. Anyway, the Heat, they lose last night 115-112 to the Suns. We've covered it a lot. Thursday Night Football, as Leroy said, Ravens hosting the Bengals. Let's get to a fantasy football update, which is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Ooh.
Tito's is America's favorite vodka for a reason, known for great vodka. And giving back, doing good for dogs. We love dogs on this show.
Love dogs.
40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly. Also, my favorite drink, just straight for a post-heat heartbreaking loss.
Jeez, dude.
What? Have a shot. Thursday Night Football tonight. I mean, like, dude, you got some players in this one tonight. You got Lamar. You got Derrick Henry, who's just, I mean, he's a monster. I can't. Things I won't figure out. How anybody let Derrick Henry get to the Ravens? If I heard that even on a whiff of it, I'm like, we can't let him go to the Ravens. It's just irresponsible. But he's on the Ravens, and he's unstoppable. And then, of course, you have Joe Burrow, who even when he's good looks miserable.
So true.
What's up with that? You what's his deal?
I think I have that audio here. Let him explain.
Yeah, look, we played great on Sunday, but I'm not going to ignore when there's things that I feel like we could have done better. You know, maybe I could have not let my emotions show quite as much, but it's also something that I've tried to do more, and I know people in the locker room have wanted me to do a little more, whether good or bad, but I can't show my emotion positively, and then when things don't go well, not let that be known as well. You know, I could have handled it a little differently, but that's how I was feeling.
What was it, the school of Mike McDaniel? I don't know what the hell he just said.
When I'm sad, I'm sad.
Here's what I hate. We listen to clips, but a lot of times we don't never hear the question.
I'm questioning myself.
Yeah, that was long-winded there for him to say, I wear my heart on my sleeve.
Hey, by the way, I'm looking at our private chat.
Ooh.
Jennifer, How did you spell mute?
A mute?
What in the world are you doing? My finger slipped.
Mm-hmm. That's what Washington heard too.
That's why you have reverse or delete.
Her trigger finger. Now I have a bullet in my beak.
Her finger slipped.
She said, oops, sorry.
You're accusing her of shooting the bird now?
She's up to this point, she's just been choking him out.
Yeah. Now we never found a bullet.
Her first attempt was with the gun.
I caught the bullet.
I thought it was a coconut.
Coconut moving at
so hungry. So hungry.
Right, because neighbors couldn't hear it because she blasted that devil music.
Okay.
Rockville, where we murdering birds. Murdering birds, murdering birds.
Yes, the headlining band for this year, I believe.
Jeez. You guys are evil.
She said you could do this the easy way or the hard way. I said, I love Tim Hardaway. Right, kill a crossover. That was the move she used to murder me.
Okay.
Jay Figs, a murderer.
Okay.
Picture her with a basketball.
What?
She's picturing her with a basketball.
Picture her smashing him with a basketball.
That really is a killer crossover.
Right, she tied me down and she just started doing handles. That's so stupid.
To Washington. And Washington never made it around JFig.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess you wonder where I've been.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Leroy, there's a great thing Alonzo Mourning's got coming up here in just a little bit. Why don't you tell the people about it?
I'm going to tell y'all this. As an older gentleman who was told growing up, you know, you got to be strong, you got to be tough. What tough meant, you don't get sick, nothing happens to you. But, you know, people have started learning over the years that when it comes to health, we need to be smart especially if you're 45 years old and getting all your screenings, your tests. And so that's why I want to invite you to join Alonzo Mourning and other special guests, including Dan Marino and Ed Jovanovski at the Miami Heat's Men's Health Summit on November 16th and learn how to take a proactive approach to your health from some of the country's most renowned health experts. Plus, you can enjoy fun activities, giveaways, raffles for autographed prizes, and more. There's no time to waste. Come and get a health screening like Alonzo Mourning did. It saved his life. It could save yours. It's go time. It's Zo time. Learn more at baptisthealth.net/Zotime. That's baptisthealth.net/ZOTIME.
Alonzo Mourning, he's tough.
He's tough.
He's tough.
You know, but it's funny. It don't matter how tough you are. Health issues are tougher.
Yep.
Especially if you don't treat. Especially if you don't treat them, you can be the toughest man in the world. Go look around the world. How people are dying and whatever. And one of the first things they say, I didn't detect it early enough.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Go get your yearly. Get all the tests you need to get. You know, and take it from there.
Miami Hurricanes will be back on the field noon on Saturday.
Are we nervous?
No, not nervous.
No, not as nervous as you were against Duke?
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Okay. Okay.
Definitely not. I in fact,
why is this?
Well, a couple of reasons. One, I like the way the team has been playing. I think that they have shown themselves to be a more well-rounded team. I think they have a very obvious flaw when they're secondary and giving up big plays and whatnot, but I don't think they've blinked with that. And so not every team's going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't, I think that they've handled the adversity very, very well. I mean, that has been one of the, I think the best things about this team. They don't blink when things aren't going perfect.
Your offensive greatness has made up for your defensive woes. And let's think of it this way. If they really had a problem on the other side of the ball, they could just suck the life out of the football and run it down your throat.
Right.
So they have options. They have options offensively to try to manage that, which, by the way, guys, that's what football is. Everybody doesn't have a perfect football team on both sides of the ball.
Yep.
You know, every year we talk about teams winning defensively or winning offensively or whatever, and that's okay. As long as you are aware of it, you understand it, and you build your team accordingly. Now, I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to say that about the offense can never let you down.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true, which to this point they have not.
They have and not. Even with some of the games you thought were like.
Yeah, and even when there's been a couple of drives where you're like, I don't know. And then like all of a sudden, boom, there's three drives in a row where like amazing happens.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I'm not nervous. I mean, Georgia Tech's really struggled the last couple of weeks, especially the score.
Hey, listen, Florida State beat California. Florida State beat Cal.
I gotcha.
And then we went out to Cal.
Cal jumped.
It was a dog fight.
Cal did jump on him, and then of course, you know, look, there's gotta be a part of Mario, okay? Wrongs have to be righted, okay? Wrongs have to be righted. And
well, I would rather not get to that point again where he could write.
Of course.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there has to be a point where, you know, he could say he doesn't want to think about last year or whatever. But, like, come on, dude. That was one of the most embarrassing things that's happened to him, this football program. Thankfully, we have a time management coach now. We have a time management coach. And what?
You know what I love about that, Marcos?
What?
When Toby looks at me and he can't even say it with a straight face.
No, we have a time management coach.
We need... Oh, why don't you ask him if we could borrow, because we ain't never on clock.
That's true. That's fair. Total fair criticism.
Isn't Jennifer supposed to be on time management clock?
You guys don't listen.
Okay. Fair. Which brings me to my point. It wasn't the time management clock. It was that Mario didn't listen.
Well, okay, he did have time management.
I'm glad you guys acknowledged that.
He did go in there and he was like, oh, he had Mirabal like screaming at him and he wasn't listening. But that being said, now we have a time management coach. Can we hear about Mario and the time management coach? Here is what Mario Cristobal said earlier in the week. About
visible and present, but it's the same processes and it's constant interaction. So that there's a fail-safe. There's no holes, there's no loopholes in process. And I think up until this past week, we were really up there in middle eight production performance, which is critical, right? How you end a half, how you start a half. And a lot of different areas that probably don't make it to the media, you know, in terms of trying to gain an extra possession, trying to defuse an extra possession for the other side, trying to save your timeouts in case you're in an opportunity to get a possession back. All those scenarios have played out just about, for the most part, to how we wanted it to. And it's been a lot of diligence, you know, with a lot of people working hard.
Love it. Diligence, dude. That is what it's all about. Paying attention to the details. Tremendous. You know, it takes a big man to realize when he makes a mistake to be more prepared so said mistake doesn't happen again, Leroy. Ergo, the time management coach.
Only you would.
What? This is tremendous. You.
Really?
Hmm?
Really? That answer reminds me of talking to Mike McDaniel.
No.
The only reason why we tolerate it is because Mario's winning. But he said a whole bunch of nothing right there.
No, that's not true.
Really?
That's not true.
Really?
Diligence. It's about diligence.
You understand. Hmm? You can have... Here's what I don't understand. There was somebody who you were closer to than the time management coach yelling at the top of his lungs,
right,
and you shoot him away. Now you're going to hire a guy and you say, I'm going to listen to him. Mario's going to be Mario.
You got to take the emotion out of it.
You know what I would say? You got to take the emotion out of it.
Yeah, you got to take the emotion out of it. I think with Mirabal, they're two.
They should have been celebrating.
Two Rams, here, you know?
Here. I know for a fact. No, I don't know for a fact, but I'm telling you as a fact when I say this. They said that to appease you.
I don't know.
But Mario's like, I just got to be better.
You should be better.
Okay. But to like try to soothe everybody by saying... By saying these words, I got a time management coach now.
Yep.
I ain't buying it. It's okay.
He was asked about
it. Okay. I made a mistake. I'll make sure I don't make that damn mistake again. Would have sufficed.
He was asked
not to explain why or how or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what it was. We would have, if he would have said that from the get-go, this would have been over with. This conversation. But because he came up with this elaborate explanation of now I got a time coach and all that, that brought more questions into it.
Well, he was asked more questions about Georgia Tech. He was very brief about it. Like, he did not really want to address it, which, you know, I mean.
I would say this. This team right now, it's more about how they do things and less about the other team. You understand what I'm saying? No boneheaded penalties, no turnovers. No pre-snap penalties, just all the things that you can do to play the best possible football you can play.
Well, not no you turnovers. Won't lose. Not no turnovers. Sometimes there's a crazy Cam Ward turnover that you're like, oof.
Again, the reality versus the goal. The goal is to have no turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or how about this? Let me put it this way. Win the turnover battle.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. Thank you, which is what they normally say.
Well,
I didn't use good coach talk. I didn't use good coach.
It's okay.
Talk.
You're not a coach. I like that about you. You know, more answered.
But the fact still remains.
Mm-hmm.
This team and everything you see on the football field from now until the ACC championship game has more to do about what they do than whoever they play, because they are clearly better than these other teams. And the only way that these teams can remain close or have a chance is if they have one of those boneheaded turnover games where they don't get their job done, and that's how it sneaks up on you. So, yeah, I'm more than sure what they're working on is those little minute details, you know, something as simple as quarterback exchange, shotgun, making sure the quarterback's eyes are in the right place, make sure the routes are ran, great routes being run, defensively tackling more, because, oh, my God, sometimes they can't tackle, right? No swag penalties. But I will say this. Sometimes a swag penalty is okay.
Now swag penalty is okay?
Let me tell you when.
This is a very harsh stance by you.
Let me tell you why, okay? Because I saw a play, not that. I saw a play where a ball was being caught on the sideline. I can't remember if it was college or pro. Mm-hmm. The safety came over and jarred the ball away from him. That's a good football play. You got a penalty for it. But that was a good football play. That is the safety's job. So I'm not going to get mad at aggressive football being played that results in a penalty if the guy's not trying to be malicious. His job is to jar the football. If you're a safety, somebody come catch the ball, you're supposed to knock it, not slap it, jar him from the football. Those are rules of football. They ain't going to never change.
Mario was asked about the Georgia Tech game from last year. Wasn't very interested in talking about it.
Of course not.
Last season, obviously, didn't end well against Georgia Tech. Is there anything that you're going to apply differently for this season? I know you guys have a completely different team compared to when you played them last, but what is the biggest adjustments you're going to make for this weekend?
In terms of what exactly?
Of just learning from last season's game.
In terms of what exactly?
I just think of like the play calling towards the end. I know we did talk about the game time management coach, but just like, I guess, the approach for this weekend's game.
The approach for the game, we approach every game the way we approach every single game. Win or no mentality, prepare really hard, and play our best football.
Yeah.
I think the question.
Can I just say this? Now, if the reporter were to just be a jackass about it.
Mm-hmm.
And just blurt it out instead of trying to be politically correct. He couldn't be upset, right? Because he actually kept making it more and more difficult for him.
He was being a pain in the ass.
It was getting a little, nervous.
She could have been like, are you going to take a knee when you're supposed to, dum-dum?
But that's what I'm saying. Now,
but you wouldn't have done that. So
my question to you is, if she would have been that straightforward,
mm-hmm. Well, then he's going to be a jerk about it.
Right. Okay. Because you know me, I always defend the player or the coach with the questions. I saw that was kind of a softball she was trying to throw out there to get him to talk about it when
he wants to be he wants to be a rat bastard about it.
Right.
That's all right, though.
Listen. You know what you did.
Mario. Hey, work on your lunges this week, all right, dude? Touch that knee to the ground.
What?
It's a lunge.
I know you're not supposed to, but, you know, like, little.
Wouldn't that be something if the game started and all the fans just took a knee?
Oh, man.
And just take a knee and go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
100% the clock coach is just the mustachioed get back coach, right? With the stopwatch on.
No! I don't think they have one. I literally don't think they have one.
You don't think they asked Coach
No.
You don't think he asked Coach Feld in the office? He goes, Coach Feld, ooh, guess what? You're the time management coach.
Let me tell you something. I see Miami's get back coach. Mm-hmm. I send you guys a text. I saw Colorado's big game back coach.
You fat shamed him many times.
He was not, dude.
Hey.
He was so big, it was 20 degrees. He was sweating.
Jesus. You have no mercy, dude.
What do you mean?
No mercy for the shaman.
No, I'm not shaming. How am I shaming him?
My favorite part is always, what do you mean? What are you talking about?
What do you mean, baby? I'm looking at the screen. He's a big boy. That's not fat shaming. That's
Tobin
a fact.
Tobin literally said that you fat shame someone. You say, oh my God. You fat shame them again. And then you act surprised.
I didn't fat shame him.
Makes no
what
sense.
Do you call it?
Huh?
What do you call it?
Stating facts about what was going on in the, because I was thinking the Miami coach.
I feel like I'm talking to Mario right now because I'm like, what do you mean? What am I doing? No. When I call him a big boy, he's sweating in 22 degree weather. In terms of what?
Dancing,
I'm fat shaming
around
him in terms of what? His size, his perspiration.
But those are facts.
The temperature that it is.
Those are facts. How should I have told that story?
I'm like,
hey, their get back coach is big as hell, and he's sweating, and it's 20 degrees and about to snow. The players come off the field and pat him down.
Okay, you see, that is...
I was sweating in 30-degree weather. What are you talking about?
That's because of all that moonshine you had in you. Yeah. In the hot tub. My goodness.
Speaking of moonshine... If you guys want to go to Country Bay, Jay Vig, what caller number are we going right now? What caller number are we doing right now for the Country Bay tickets?
I say go 5 and the 5 made shots of Bam Adebayo.
Now you want to anger Marcos when he's going to answer our phone calls?
Why?
Let's go ahead and say 6.
Caller 6.
Because if you had one more, they would have tied the game.
If Bam would have given us,
you teed me up for that one.
If Bam would have given us a pedestrian 8 for 21, the Heat win. He did not. Anyway, we're giving away a pair of 2-day drum mission passes to Country Bay Music Festival at Miami Marine Stadium this weekend. If you can't win here, you get the tickets at my countrybaymusicfestival.com. But Jay Vig is giving them away right now. Caller 6. 305-567-0560. Caller 6 will win a pair of 2-day general mission passes to Country Bay Music Festival. You got Zach Brown Band, Carrie Underwood, Dustin Lynch, and more. So right now, caller 6 to 305-567-0560. We'll get those 2-day passes. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Cats back on the ice tonight. You got that right here for you. 560 WQAM. Are the boys at the arena tonight? Hawk and Crowder, are they off at Amerant Bank?
No one has bothered me yet, so that means no.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Usually they could be, but usually someone's in here like, can you put this on the board or something annoying? So since no one's bothered me, I'm just going to say no.
All right. Hey, as good as it gets with any of these explanations. It works for me.
That's my research right there.
Did you not do the research?
Oh. Still waiting on Dono for yesterday, by the way.
That might be the funniest thing. When Chris Fowler asked Tobin that, and he goes, no. Like, how dare you insult me like that? No.
I usually cover, by the way. I hate to tell you that. You know, you probably have done your research.
I did not.
No, he didn't.
You did not do the research?
I don't do.
Brendan, you didn't do your research? No. They always cover. They always, you know.
I know, Chris, I don't do research when it comes to the Canes. I put on the turnover chain and I walk around with swag and I throw up the U and I say that Leroy is a hater. That's what I always do.
Wow.
I really thought that it was always better to get Nick Saban fresh off the season, but apparently not so.
It's the opposite.
It's the opposite.
It did not work. You want them to get a little into the season before you start picking them off.
Man, didn't work out.
Isn't Alabama kind of like blah this year?
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they're not the same, right? Like it's one of those things. You probably knew after Nick Saban was going to leave, there was going to be some kind of
But again, it's like even when they're praising the quarterback, but when I watch them play, I'm not feeling it.
Mm.
You know,
it's tough when you watch.
They always have a running back.
When you
they don't even have that.
When you watch Cam Ward every week, you're probably like everybody else, kind of. Mm.
No, when you watch Cam, you appreciate the level of quarterbacking with some of the throws he made, the angles. I just wish that if you're going to run and get out of harm's way. Don't do that little lazy, because what happens is, and I'm going to tell you, guys are competitors, and they'll take the penalty.
Jeez.
Because you trying to, it almost seems like you showboating trying to walk out of bounds and stuff like that. they will light you up. I'm just telling you.
I get you. He's just working.
If you're going to get out of bounds, get out of bounds and make it definitive. Don't do that lazy thing where
no peacocking.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes, yes. That's the only thing I would say about that.
Did you see, Tobin, that the Canes are slated, if everything remains the same for the college football playoff, to go against either Texas.
Which it won't. Yeah, which it won't.
It won't. But right now their opponents would be Texas or Alabama.
Two teams that can't score, by the way.
What do you think of that? You scared of
now, I will say this, though. I saw Texas firsthand.
Fast.
Goodness. Look like a track meet.
Not a good game.
They got a running back that's fast, like really fast.
You worried about you worried about Indiana blasting you this week, dude? That's not typically a Michigan worry, but Indiana's been lighting up the scoreboard.
I have a friend that I golf with. I've been golfing with him for a few years and known him for a while. And the way we met, I was golfing at a golf course. And he walked over to me and he said, "Hi, how you doing? I hate you." That was it. Come to find out, he went to Indiana.
Wow.
So I try to, you know, go back and forth with him. He won't go back and forth with me.
He's just enjoying the ride.
I guess so. Well, because let me tell you, every year I was in college, Indiana would start off 6-0. And they finish the season when they get the Big Ten play 6-5. So the fact that they're with an 8-0 right now.
8-0, putting up a bunch of points every single week. Putting up
a bunch of points. They really look good. It's not, you know, who they're playing or whatever. They look good. They look different. So I said, hey, you know, it's game week. Come on in. I sent him a video of when I played against him. He goes, "I'm not doing that." Right. I'm like, "Yeah, man, come on. Like, go get I'm gonna ride or die with my blue," right? I said, "So you feeling it this year? Go ahead on and you know," but he don't wanna be the mush, I guess. You know, it's like me and regardless of how good Penn State is or how good Michigan is, me and OJ every year.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. Have a little fun, baby.
A little fun, baby. A little action. Take a break. We'll play a little Goosies, No Goosies next hour. Get you caught up with your headlines. Back after this.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.